Matt, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the program.
Thank you for joining us. So, Matt, what exactly was found in this makeup product that makes it so dangerous?
Look, I'm absolutely appalled that we've just found makeup products or cosmetic products containing lead being sold in New South Wales. In fact, we've found 12 shops in Sydney selling this product in Western Sydney. And we all know that lead can have long-term health effects, including causing brain and kidney damage in both adults and children. So this is a very dangerous product. The worst thing about us discovering this product is that it was revealed that on the product packaging, it specifically states that no lead was present. So people didn't even know that the product was dangerous when they were purchasing it. So it's just a total disgrace. I've ordered that these products be pulled from the shelves immediately. And we're currently working with New South Wales Health and also Australian Border Force to stop this coming into the country and to stop it being sold in New South Wales.
Well, how exactly did this product make its way onto the shelf in the first place?
So again, the product was advertised as not containing lead, and it looked like a normal cosmetic product. It wasn't until three children in the same family became very ill. We later found out they had elevated levels of lead in their blood, and they'd been using this Hashmi eyeliner product. That we did further testing, identified the product, and removed it from the shelves immediately.
Right. Well, you're saying this product's packaging specifically did not say that it contained lead, but in the end it did. So how can we be sure that other products don't contain lead as well?
Well, it's a big concern for me. That's exactly why if people think that they may have a product that is causing them to fall ill because it may contain something that it's not meant to, then I'd ask them to obviously cease using the product immediately, seek medical advice, and also contact Fair Trading so we can investigate it, get to the bottom of it, and ensure that the rest of the public are protected.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're talking with Minister for Better Regulation, Matt Keane, about an imported makeup product that has led to the New South Wales government issuing a public health warning about a dangerous material, a lead, inside of eyeliner products. Matt, what is the government doing to make sure that products like this are being better regulated to prevent these lead and other awful chemicals getting in our products?
So Fair Trading is out on the beat, inspecting stores and testing products that could cause harm to people. We're out there regularly, and whether it be dangerous toys or choking hazards or products like this, we try to identify them and then remove them from the store as soon as possible. But we need help from the public. So if you think there may be a product that could present a choking hazard, could be dangerous, could present a health hazard, then we appreciate help from the public. If they could let Fair Trading know by contacting us on our website or contacting us on 13 2010, that goes a long way to us protecting the public from these dangerous products.
Well, you mentioned the public warning you about products that could potentially not be safe. How can customers be sure that the products they are buying are safe, though, so they don't even have to worry about this?
Well, they can be sure that we have a rigorous process at Fair Trading of testing products when they come into the country. We do random inspections of shops, seeing what's being sold. We test those products for substances like lead for choking hazards and things like that. So we do have a comprehensive program. We also work with other government agencies like New South Wales Health, like the Australian Border Force, to make sure that dangerous or dodgy products aren't coming into the country. But sometimes things do come in. And we want to make sure that the public are protected, which is why we work closely with the public to keep them safe.
That's all the time we've got for. Matt, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Terrific. Thank you so much for having me on the program.